This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, the gayest station in the nation. 11 minutes past, no, wrong way round. 6 minutes past 11 on your Wednesday morning show with Brandon. Bass Cliff and Ron E, that was Flashing Lights. Now I'm joined in the studio as part of National Youth Week by the lovely Matt, who normally does Tuesdays 2 to 4.
Yes, 2 to 4 on Tuesdays, but also if you listen to Froth with SJ and Jono, I'm doing news as well, so I do two different things, music and news.
So how did you become involved with Joy?
Well, basically, after I finished uni, I finished last year in mid-year, I sort of struggled to find a way how to get into the media, because I'd studied journalism and I wanted to sort of develop my career. And I sort of heard Joy and I listened to Joy a bit, but I didn't sort of see it as a viable solution to sort of get my voice out there.
Why do you think that was?
I don't know. I just thought it might be difficult. I didn't know how community broadcasting worked. But once I sort of researched and went on the website and had a look at the Taste of Radio course, that really opened my eyes to of it being a viable and a great way, and also a cheap way to sort of get into the media, because even if I didn't study at uni, I could still just do the Taste of Radio course and get my voice out on the air, which I think's awesome.
You do realise you're contracted to 5 years of volunteering from now.
That's it, yes. I feel like I've done 5 years.
I know from doing daytime myself, it's very involved, because 3 hours can be like an eight-hour shift.
And you're doing so much, you're pressing so many buttons and you're producing your own sort of worker. I know it might sound like you just, you put on the mic and away you go talking.
Oh, we make
talking.
It sound so
yeah,
easy.
You make it sound easy. But that shows how good the preparation is, I think. And there's actually a lot of work behind an hour of radio, let alone three.
Exactly.
So kudos to all the Joy volunteers, and everyone does such a great job here.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Morning show with Brandon, joined by Matt in the studio. Hello.
Yay.
Again, Matt.
Hello.
Gorgeous day outside.
I'm just having a look at this bag that our station manager Conrad brought in. There's jelly beans and water. Oh, I'm going to attack those later, that's for sure. Yum.
And there was also something brought in for the non-youth behind this microphone too. he's being anti-discriminatory. Youth and non-youth, that's what we call it at the moment. So a little bit more about your involvement with Joy.
Yes.
You've done the Taste of Radio course.
Yes.
How
Taste
did you find
of,
that?
Well, I actually went to the Joy website, joy.org.au, and had a look at Taste of Radio, yes, and sort of saw what the course content was and applied. I had an interview with Chris Jamison, who's the music director, and yeah, I had a chat, and I actually did mention a way that I saw Joy in the flesh was actually at my university at La Trobe Pride Week, which is only a couple of weeks ago.
Doing an outside broadcast?
Yes, yeah. Outside broadcast. So I saw that the 2012 La Trobe Pride Week broadcast, and I got to see Joy more in the flesh, which sort of was the impetus to get me onto the Joy website and Taste of Radio. Had an interview with Chris, discussed what I wanted to do, and did the Taste of Radio course, met Leni Fabry, who coordinates the Taste of Radio, and she is like my Joy Yoda. That's what she is. Any sort of advice and tips, I go to her, and she helps me out greatly. And that's what's so awesome about this place, is everyone's so supportive, I think.
Absolutely. And speaking of Leni, when I first started,
yes,
was doing daytime the same as me, and she was my mentor. So she told me all the right buttons to push and everything to push, and told me how to do the whole sort of, you know, how to back announce and forward announce and all that kind of stuff. Absolutely fantastic. So I'm pleased that you found the whole Joy environment really, really supportive for you coming in.
Well, don't get me wrong, it is daunting. I mean, going on radio, I still get butterflies, and everyone does. It's just, but that adds to the excitement. But you sort of mitigate the nerves.
That scary bit of, oh my God, there's DD. What have I done? I have pushed the right button.
And you can't hear anyone back either,
exactly.
Which is such a strange sensation. But you obviously you have people message in. Obviously, anyone can message in on 0427 Joy 949.
Yeah, that's the one. Or on air at joy.org.au.
And we love hearing from you listening. We really do. So it's always great to hear from you. But yeah, everyone's just so supportive here. And you learn every time and you make mistakes, but you roll with the punches and you just try and better yourself on air. And yeah, I think you learn so much about the gay community as well.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
29 minutes to 12 on your Wednesday morning show with Brandon, joined in the studio by Matt.
Hey.
And we're going to ask you to say to Matt, it's all part of National Youth Week, so we've got lots of youth sort of taking over the Joy studio.
I'm on the cusp of youth. I actually Wikipedia'd what youth actually is, what defines youth. And it's up to 24, 16 to 24, and I'm 24, so I'm just right on the very edge.
And when's your birthday?
The 29th of Jan, so...
Oh, okay, so you've got a whole nother year
of
being a youth.
But what I thought was interesting as well, that the term youth is sort of like Joy as well, because youth is just a category that there's all sorts of different youth. There's youth that like certain types of music. There's youth that like... It's just a very broad sort of category. And GLBTI is also a very broad category with everyone having different tastes as well. So I thought that was sort of interesting too, because it's hard...
So what's the next one after youth?
Adulthood. Apparently,
but yes. isn't there like middle-aged as well? So what's that little that sort of bit in between?
Maturity, adulthood, making less mistakes. I don't know.
Growing up,
being a big boy. Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you about because you're young and I'm not so young. What was coming out like for you?
Look, it wasn't that bad because I actually changed schools in year 9 and I moved to a different school. I went to private schools and I went to a single sex boys school. Prestigious one on in South Yarra Toorak area. And I was bullied out of that high school. And it wasn't so much because I was out of the closet. People just didn't like me for who I was because I was different, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And it wasn't like I was out.
Yeah.
But, I was sort of, bullied and I changed schools. And once I did change schools, I sort of regained my confidence. I had a very low sort of self-esteem. But once I changed, I regained my confidence and I had the ability to actually come out and be true to myself when I was in year 12. Once I made a whole new group of friends, once I sort of reinvented who I was, and it all went uphill from there. And I really had no connection to the gay community apart from going out and meeting people. I didn't have any connection to any sort of gay organisations. I didn't know what it was. I would sort of see them in maybe a gay rag or out when I was clubbing, I'd hear of different gay organisations, but I had no connection to the community. I sort of brushed it off because I didn't think it was relevant to me. But working here and speaking to all sorts of different people from all sorts of different walks of life, it's given me an understanding, I think, as well.
So your coming out was actually very, very, very similar to mine. So I went to an all-boys school as well in New Zealand. I got bullied as well because I was different, but I couldn't tell you how I was different. I just knew that I was.
You can't put your finger... you sort of know maybe yourself, but it wasn't like you're out of the closet like, hello, Thaler, and, doing all that and you were bullied for that. It was just because you were different and because you didn't play cricket in the summer and footy in the winter. Yeah. People
rugby
sort of just shut.
Me.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah, exactly.
All Blacks and all,
Yeah, exactly. So you can't put your finger on it. And
how do they know? How is it that they knew before we knew?
who knows? But you sort of think it's like the be all and end all, and you think because you don't fit in, you'll never fit in. I think that's what it is. You think high school is the be all and end all and a reflection of society as you're growing up.
Completely not.
But once you leave, literally once you leave high school, I know it's the slogan, but things really do get better, don't they?
And they change.
And not only that, like, I remember just going to a private school. Like, I grew up in Albert Park, and all these people were from Toorak and Brighton. I used to get bullied for living in Albert Park. Like, how crazy is that? You just don't understand why people would even would do that. But that's the sort of people that do go to those single-sex private prestigious private schools.
Yeah, so and
they live in their own bubble.
Not, yeah, exactly. And not necessarily their fault. It's just the way that they've grown
exactly
up.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yeah. So I don't know. I think you just meet a whole group of different people. And my first contact with gay people, and this is going to be a massive cliche as well, was working at a department store on Bourke Street. There's only two, exactly. Exactly. I'm not going to name which one it was, but in the men's, I got a job in the men's section, and that was my first sort of connection. And that's when I felt that I'm not so different. There are people that are like me, and getting into the big, wide world.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Have you ever, you know, somebody who has recently discovered you're gay and
yes.
then suddenly says, oh, I know this gay guy. His name's Mike. Do you know him?
Yeah, exactly.
Because we know.
Oh, I should set you up. Yeah, because you're gay and you're gay. Then you're going to be married and be together forever.
But we're supposed to know him because we know every gay guy
in
Australia.
Yeah, that's right.
As well.
Yeah, we've got it in our Rolodex. Yeah.
It's also the same for me as a Kiwi where I get people going, oh, you're from New Zealand. I know a guy from Wellington. Do you know him? Like, yeah. 4 million people in New Zealand.
I think we're related.
Hey, it's been fantastic having you on the show today. A little bit more music on the way.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
I should put your mic on. You're not talking at all, because I turned your mic off.
We were just having a chat about all different sorts of things, life, queer eye with a straight guy.
Ah, yes, of course.
Being youthful.
Yeah. You're still youthful. I'm not. But
oh, don't be silly. You're as youthful as you feel. And
that's true.
That's true.
That's very true.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.